The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday we celebrated the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and today we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And one of the common things between the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary is that they both were broken. They both experienced suffering. Jesus' heart was broken when he died for us on the cross. Mary's heart was broken as she stood at the foot of the cross, watching her son be crucified and breathe his last breath. And yet we know this journey of suffering is part of our follow our journey of being disciples of Jesus Christ. It wasn't just at the moment of the cross. Mary, obviously, throughout her life, and as we heard in the gospel today, when Jesus was a teenager, she experienced the anxiety of not knowing where Jesus is, looking for her child. We all go through those times in our lives when we suffer, when our hearts are broken. And yet, what Mary and Jesus teaches us is at those times, we need to remain faithful and trust in God. What kept Mary at the foot of the cross, accepting what's happening to her son, is because she trusted in God's words to her. "Your son is the savior of the world." She didn't understand, just like in the gospel, she didn't understand what Jesus said to them, to her and Joseph. But she understood that we are called to trust God in good times, but also in bad times. Just because we're following Jesus, his followers, his disciples, just because we do God's will and we pray and we do good things, it doesn't mean that our hearts will not be broken. Jesus never makes that promise to us because his heart was broken for us. He allowed the heart of his mother to be broken for him. It's how we react to those times in our lives that differentiates between whether we're disciples of Jesus or we're not. One day, as that first reading gives us the hope, we'll all rejoice. We'll rejoice in heaven where there be no more pain or suffering, no more tears, no more death. But while we're in this world where evil and good coexist together, as we fight our battle of bringing more light to the darkness of the world, we need to make sure that we remain faithful, not to get discouraged, but continue to follow Jesus as his disciples.